Welcome back, Joe's Evil Thoughts for the second to last day of May 2017. This be Tuesday. And this is the sound of a missile test just a few minutes ago at Vandenberg Air Base, 100 or so miles north of where we do this podcast. And the video that goes with this is this rocket that you're seeing going way high. And what you're hearing is the ground-based mid-course defense segment. This rocket that you're listening taking off right now is topped with an EKV, they say, which is short for an exo-atmospheric kill vehicle. So this EKV is up on top, and what it does is when the fat guy from North Korea launches one of his ballistic missiles toward the United States, we launch one of ours, and it goes up to it, and it's exo-atmospheric. You know, it would go deep on this, but it means it's outside the atmosphere, which means it's getting the missile at its, what do they call it, apogee? Its high point. Right, so what they can get it maybe on takeoff. They may take a shot at trying to keep him down. They want to catch him when he's way up orbiting the Earth or whatever they're doing. I mean, way up, exo-atmospheric, and then maybe they've got a last ditch system too, like when it's too close to home. But anyway, so this is what they're doing today, and that's how we open the podcast. So hope you had a nice Memorial Day weekend, starting with all the stress. You know, frankly, my opinion is the press isn't on Trump as bad today. I mean, they're all over him. I thought it would be even worse. I swear to God, I did think that Rachel Maddow was going to have him arrested as soon as he showed up back in the United States. But here's the president yesterday at Arlington Memorial Cemetery.
I believe that God has a special place in heaven for those who lay down their lives so that others may live free from fear and this horrible oppression.
You know, I was thinking about the president. Do you know that when you're the president, you have to give a speech like every single day? If you think about that.
Now, let us pledge to make the most of that freedom that they so gallantly and brilliantly fought for. And they died to protect.
Yeah, well, he sounds tired to me, but that's the president yesterday at Arlington Memorial Cemetery. Yeah, he does sound a little tired. He was tweeting this morning. We'll get to that in just a second. The thing on Trump, you know, the imagery I want to give you on Trump is this is what the media is about. I mean, they just cracked me up. We'll get to that in just a second, too. Is that, you know how last week I told you the imagery of, what was it, like Trump is like the wildebeest and the jackals, the media is just on him and bringing him down. Look how tired he sounds, you know, he's got to fight off all this kind of stuff. I have another image for you today. The media on Trump for today, and I think over the next couple of days, it's the, did you see Rocky III or any of the Rocky movies, right? I think Rocky III was the one. Can't believe I'm doing this, but Rocky III was the one where Sly Stallone beats Mr. T, I think. That's the one. And I think there's a great, you know, the action scenes in those movies probably still today even look great. You know how you'd be wincing, you'd barely like, God. And there's, I think, one scene where, you know, Rocky is saying, he's too strong. And you see Mr. T take him and kind of push him into the corner so he can pound him in the corner. You know, pick him up and just throw him in the corner and start to wail on him. That's sort of what the media wants to do with Trump. You know, now they've got him home in the United States, and now it's training, you know, both barrels at the president of the United States. That's the image that I have, and I know it sounds a little scary, but that's what it's about. Oh, by the way, I wore my Trump t-shirt over the weekend. It was sort of a mistake. Me and my kid went out for hamburgers, and we got off up onto Mulholland Drive over L.A. We got out of the car just to look at the view, and he came up to me at one point. There were some people. I think there was some ethnicity going on there, too, but whatever. There were some people, and he told me. I did not hear this, but my kid said, you know, they mentioned your shirt, Dad. So, and I thought, wow, what kind of a country is this that you can't wear a T-shirt with the president's name on it? You know, or else people, you start to cluck about it. You know, where are we now? You know, so I want to thank you all for your support and offer mine to you as well. It's pretty tough. I don't know what that was. They're trying to bug us. That's the NSA there with that little audio. All right, also coming up on the show today, Trump and Angela Merkel. Yeah, what's that all about? That's so funny. Remember, here's another analogy for you. Trump and Angela Merkel. You know, when the president isn't being attacked for being in bed with the Russians, so we'll get to that in a second. They're talking about how awful he did it with the EU and NATO and all that. And remember when I was talking about, you know, how the media adjusts the facts, or that the media says, hey, those are the facts, man, and we're okay. And I said, that's not really true. You know, it's how the facts are presented. And remember I said to you, let's just pretend here's a fact. The cow jumped over the moon, right? And let's pretend it's really a fact. And if you like the cow, right, and you're happy the cow did it, you think it's cool the cow did it, what do? You go, hey, the cow jumped over the moon. That's just great because, you know, the cow's been training for this. Cow really wants this. It's going to create jobs for other cows. It's just, it's a great thing. It's the cow jumped over the moon. So, yeah. Or if you hate the cow, the cow jumped over the moon, you know, when we weren't even looking, that bastard, you know. And let me tell you, you know, that's just he jumped over the moon, and that is awful because that means other people are going to do it now. And it's just, you know, so it depends upon how the fact is presented. Trump with Angela Merkel. Here's a perfect example of the media looking at the fact, but it's a bad scene. From Bloomberg today, I give you Richard Haass, who has been president of the Council on Foreign Relations, I believe, for 14 years or so. So here he is on Bloomberg talking about the fact of the president and Angela Merkel, and look how he presents it.
They see him, and they literally scratch their heads and go, this is not the United States I thought I knew. And contrary to the Middle East, they loved Barack Obama. They were so comfortable. Look at the difference in the body language with Angela Merkel sitting with Barack Obama and her sitting with Donald Trump. It really is night and day.
Right. Yeah, what? Yeah, oh, yeah. Then the reporter comes on and says something there, but yeah, it is night and day. And so he looks at it as a bad thing. You and I probably look at it as a good thing. Trump was tweeting today about our budget, not our budget deficit, but our trade deficit with the Germans. He says it's a lot. And he said, and on top of that, he said they're not paying their fair share at NATO. Okay, and so Trump is, you know, Trump is all about business and he's about the money. And this guy, Richard Haass, who has been a career diplomat, likes things the way they always were, where we go over to NATO and Angela Merkel and all these lefty countries, and we tell them over there they're great and they can continue stiffing us at NATO, and that we'll put up the money and we're going to do all this kind of stuff, and we'll put up with trade imbalances, you know, because we're evil and we're the United States and we deserve it. Trump is going, having none of that. Right. So this is a perfect example of the cow jumped over the moon. Richard Haass, you know,
they see him and they literally scratch their heads and go, this is not the United States I thought I knew.
Well, I got news for you, Rich. It's not. We had a change. I don't know if you know this, but we got a new president. Right. And a new change of direction. OK, do you understand that? They do it from like Obama's perspective as though that was the be all and end all. And that was perfect. And you know, that it's like, I don't understand these guys. All right, so that's some of the politics. The other thing the media has been doing, and this is a great story, is that they've been going after Trump's right-hand man, which is the Jew person. And I only say that because Trump is always accused of sort of smeared with being sort of anti-Semitic and evil and bad. And I always talk about his right-hand man. Is Jared Kushner, who happens to be Jewish, you know, in a sense, and his kid, his daughter is too, and it's like, enough of this already. But anyway, so they're going after Kushner now. The FBI is interested in learning about what kind of a role he may have played meeting a Russian banker, this guy, Sergey. They're all named Sergey, by the way, if you notice that. Sergey, I don't even want to say his last name because I get it wrong. It'll sound like I'm saying something crude here. Oh, it's Gorkov. Okay. Sergey Gorkov. Okay, I didn't want to get it wrong, you know what I mean? So I got it right there. But anyway, he's this banker with close ties to Vladimir Putin, by the way. Of course. And what was Jared Kushner talking to him about? You know, he's president of the National Development Bank of Russia. I don't know. Maybe developing business deals, international deals between two countries. I don't know. Or was it evil and bad? And the media is making it evil and bad. And I like the way they do it, too. they talk about how this is the president's right-hand man. Now we're inside the White House. I mean, it's really, they are stalking the president. The media is totally stalking the president. They want him removed. How much time do we have here? I'm having fun. Oh, by the way, I have a Tiger Woods update for you, too. We've got a couple of minutes on. So the media wants Trump removed from the White House. There's no question. So you just the language they were using all weekend long about Jared Kushner, like, you know, they've got him now. They've got the president's right-hand guy, and they're even saying he should now be denied his security clearance. They want to destroy him as quickly as possible because they want to isolate Trump. And they've even got a story on CNN today from a source close to Trump. I'm sure the president is increasingly isolated. Yeah, let me tell you something. If Trump had any booze in his background, he is a notorious teetotaler because his brother was an alcoholic and it had a big effect on him. Trust me on this. If Trump was even a person ever seen with a drink in his hand, that source close to the president, oh yeah, he'd be talking about how the president was alone and drinking. I can guarantee you they would use it if they could, you know, but they just can't, and it's got to be killing them. But anyway, so Trump is all alone in the White House, so they think if they can kill Jared Kushner, then, of course, we're inside the White House now. I mean, this is nothing more. The media and you know, the Democratic Party. And I think the media is much stronger. I don't think the Democrats have any really strong central figures yet, you know, that are going to lead the charge. I mean, the evil Republicans have evil Trump, and that's great because we got this guy. But I think it's the media is really driving this. Here is Jim Acosta on with Wolf Blitzer from CNN earlier today. I think you get a kick out of this. And they're talking about the president's personal attorney now. I think his name is Mr. Cohen. And that he is not going to cooperate with, I believe it's a Senate or House committee. Here he is. Listen to Jim Acosta report this.
Another person connected to President Trump being drawn into the Russia investigation. This,
you know, let him go for a second.
This time it is President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, who is a fixture, of course, throughout the campaign cycle, frequently appearing on CNN and other networks as a surrogate to Donald Trump. He has been requested by the House and Senate Intelligence Committees to provide information and testimony. I just got off the phone with Michael Cohen a few moments ago.
I want to hear this, Jim. You know, but the funny thing about it is, you know what I like about it is Jim Acosta reports on this, you know, as part of this Russia investigation. But what he doesn't really admit to you is that he's helping to create it as hard as he can. You know, so in other words, they kind of want it both ways. They pretend like they're reporting on this thing called the news, but at the same time, they're actually making it, you know, as I said, vis-a-vis the cow jumped over the moon theory. You know, they have a narrative, and then they step back and they kind of report on this Russia investigation. And I go, don't you remember when CNN, this digresses a little bit, but I want you to put just this constant harangue from NBC and CBS and MSNBC and all the media in general in perspective. Speaking of Kushner meeting with Russian bankers and all this kind of stuff, don't you remember, say, last November or December? This was after Trump had been elected, but he was still the president-elect. He had not been sworn in yet. So this, I think, was last December, where Trump, they had something where the FBI investigation had picked up some kind of a ping on one of Trump's servers at the Trump Tower, and it was being pinged from Russia. Remember that? And a Russian bank was pinging Trump's one of his servers or whatever, Trump Tower. And of course, I guess, you know, I don't know how that information got leaked out, but somehow somebody was investigating somebody. I mean, that would piss me off if I was the president. Whatever. Anyway, so the news came out. And you should have seen the afternoon CNN talked about that as though that was smoking gun evidence that Trump had dirty business dealings with some bank in Russia. The way they presented that on CNN, this is my point. They take a fact, they don't know much about it, and they dress it up and sell it like the cow jumped over the moon, you know, and like it's an evil thing that had happened. We find out now that was spam. There was nothing to that story, but the day they presented it the way they do now, they make it into a huge thing. I'm just saying. Tiger Woods, by the way, the magic number on Tiger Woods is 4. I did some work with the story this morning. Do you realize that there was no alcohol in his system last night, yesterday? Or when was it? Was it yesterday or the day before? They found him pulled over by the side of the road at six-lane highway. The engine was still on. The blinker was still on. He was out of it. He blew a 0.0, but he was high on... He's taking at least four drugs. He's had four back surgeries. He's on four medications. And by the way, he's also had four knee surgeries. So he's got issues.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Yeah, you got problems, bro?
I need you to do me a huge favor.
What do you need?
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife.
Do you remember this? I mean, the guy's really had a rough, 10 years now? Tiger Woods talking to Jamie Grubbs.
Please take your name off that.
Oh, man. A little oldie, but a goodie for you. Tiger Woods, no alcohol over the weekend, but definitely out of it. All right, hey, I want you to subscribe to the podcast, right? There's no excuses for you. Subscribe to the podcast, spread the word of Joe's evil thoughts to your buddies. And again, I appreciate your support, and I support you too. Sometimes it's not easy to be evil. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter as Joe Crummy. Instagram as Crummy Joe. Now, turn it up.
Never, ever, ever give up.